Blog Talk Radio.
We want to say praise the Lord this evening. It is October the 19th, 2014. Another Super Sunday. Another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because worthy is the Lamb. Yes, He's worthy. He's worthy of all the honor, and He's worthy of all the praises. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Savior of the world. We just want you to get into His presence and understand that God is worthy of all the praises and all the honor. He did die on the cross. Yes, He did not stay dead. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. It's time to get into another place with Christ. It is time to rule and walk in authority. Worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy of your obedience. He's worthy of the sacrifice. We want to tell Him thank you. As we begin to tell God, thank you. When we get to the place when we can just tell Him thank you, thank Him for the price that He paid, thank Him look back and think about how He has brought us. Just give thank you in your spirit. Just imagine the throne of the living God. He's worthy. And we don't just say it, but we see it. He's worthy. We don't just say it, but we wear it. He's worthy. We don't just say it. We feel it. We know it. We touch it. He's worthy. If it had not been for Jesus, where might we be? How he wrapped his arm around us when no one else would. How he kept us, keeping us. Just began to tell him, thank you. Ask God to give you a thank you anointing. Where you don't look at what's not right, but you begin to thank God for all that is right, all that has been, and all that is to come. It's a mindset that you have to begin to embrace, because God is worthy, and he's seated on his throne, high and lifted up. Oh, yes, he's high and lifted up. I say worthy is the Lamb. And tonight I want to encourage you to just say, yes, Lord, thank you. Let us thank your anointing be in your spirit. Be grateful, because God keep on blessing you. It could be you outdoors. It could be I without food. It could be. But worthy is the Lamb. Not only did he give us our health and strength, not only did he give us spiritual strength, but he gave us emotional strength. But we're not off balanced. He gave us mental strength, where we're strong when we get up under spiritual attacks. Well-rounded. You know, it's more than just, as my spiritual father was speaking today, it's more, should I say one of them, it's more than being spiritually strong, but to be emotionally strong. To be mentally strengthened, to be physically strong. So he wants us to be well-rounded, lacking nothing. And how do we get those things from the Father? We continue to walk in integrity. We continue to sacrifice our life by walking with Christ. Oh, yes. And it shall pay off. Our labor of love shall not go unrewarded. God is faithful and just to forgive. So don't matter what the enemy try to tell you, try to remind you of what has been, or even to try to bring up things to try to make you feel less than. I want to encourage you today and tonight to let you know that God loves you, God chose you, and God want to use you. And he's going to use you. No matter what idle word has been spoken over you, no matter what idle words are being spoken, don't you see the angel with swords of fire in their hand waiting to fight your battle? Don't you see the angels equipped and qualified, assigned to you? Have been given charge over you. You're more than just a human being. You're a spiritual entity. You are a force that have come from the Father. You are an agent on assignment to do the work of the Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you for your magnificent power. Thank you, God, that you are all of that. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for being the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you. Thank you for being the burning bush. Thank you for being a consuming fire. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you have always made a way out of no way. Thank you. Thank you that you look beyond our faults and you see our needs. Thank you. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, God, that you are paving the way. Thank you that you're going before us, Father. Thank you that you're going a way that man cannot take us. Thank you for making a way out of no way. So, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we say thank you. Father, we thank you for where you're taking kingdom builders and kingdom daughters. We say thank you. We say thank you for your word, God, because we know that your word prevails. We know that you watch over your word to perform it, Father. We say thank you. Thank you, Father, for those that are sowing into kingdom builders. Thank you for the vision, God. Thank you. Thank you for how you're moving in their lives, Father. Thank you that you open up new doors for them, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that they're standing strong in you, Lord God. Thank you that the blood of Jesus will speak for them, God. Thank you. Thank you that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, when they pray that you answer their prayers, God. Thank you for manifestation, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you keep them covered and blessed and protected. Thank you that they begin to see unseen danger, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, that you have a keen spirit of discernment on them, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy is in their presence, Father, that they can see, God. Give them spiritual eyes, Father, as an eagle, God. I say thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're birthing them out, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God, that ministries are being developed, Father. Thank you for the clear vision, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the support, God. Thank you. Thank you for the provision, God. Thank you. Father, we say thank you that they are doers of the word, Father, and not hearers only. Thank you, God, that their faith is growing in you, Father. Thank you. Father, I thank you for giving your angels charge over them to accomplish everything that they do, to defend them, Lord God, to preserve them, Lord God, to provide for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, God, in the name of Jesus. I decree it and I declare it and I thank you, Father, that it's already done. And as we go forth, God, on the line tonight, let a thank you anointing be in every ear gate, God. Father, let them begin, God, to walk on a higher plane in you, Father. Father, let them begin to soar in the spirit, God. Father, let them see things that are about to happen, God, before it come forth. Father, let them speak prophetically, Lord God, in their ministries, Father. Let them speak a prophetic word and let the manifestation come. In the name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord God, that you deliver them from every evil work. You preserve them and you keep them and let them take rulership over every situation. withhold no good thing from them, Lord God. Father, let them have peace, God. Let them have satisfaction, God. In the name of Jesus. Father, let them be whole in every area. Father, let their mind, their physical being be strong. Let their mental being be strong. Let their emotions, God, be strong, God. And let their spiritual walk be strong in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you as the word goes forth that we can tap into the spiritual realm and we can begin to see the throne of God. As you said in your word, we thank you, God, and we say that it is so. We glorify you, Father. We acknowledge you, God. We magnify your name, and we know that all things are possible in you. But without you, nothing is possible. But in you, all things work together for our good. In the name of Jesus. We say amen, amen, and amen. Glory, glory. We just want to say thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for setting time apart to be with us. We pray that God speak to you in this anointing of thank you is in your spirit. Give him all the praises, all the honor. We just want to, before we go into the word, we want to make three announcements, and then we're going to be quick and brief. On October 31st, all-day live prayer with Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors. We're covering God's people all over the land. It's our annual prayer watch. We have different ministries and intercessors. We'll be on internet radio, talkshoe.com/Kingdom Builders is the website. Or you could just call 724-444-7444. We'll keep you abreast. The caller ID is 135-647. Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, Intercessors, Joint Venture, 24-Hour Praying, October 31st, nonstop, praying without ceasing. If you know anyone who might be interested and taking an hour, you can contact the front office. Give us a call at area code 312-574-0212. Or you can call our location in Michigan, 248-270-7237. Just say yes. We will be praying October 31st so we can create atmosphere over the land. Yes, and we want you to join us. You can hear us on internet radio. Again, our second announcement, we're pleased to announce the 2014 Annual Conference of Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. It shall be April 24th through the 25th. Oh, yes, we are super excited about that. Holy, the theme of our conference is Holy Spirit, come with your fire. Romans 8 and 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Listen to this. By His Spirit that dwelleth in you, Holy Spirit dwells in us. And that's our theme scripture for our 2015 conference. It will be held in the Detroit, Michigan area at the St. Regis Hotel. If you want more information, we'll keep you abreast and give you an update. You can go to our website that's being completed at this time, but you can go now, www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. That's www.kingdombuilderplaza.com. Again, if you would like to be part of this move of God, start making preparations now. You don't want to miss what God has done and is doing. We invite you to come and take part of this life-changing event. Your life will never be the same. Also, we're excited to announce our dinner theater that will take place on that Saturday. When the Saints Go to Worship is the name of the play. When the Saints Go to Worship. And it will be held that Saturday evening on April 26, 2015. We're going to have gospel comedy and much more. Come on out and be blessed with Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters Intercessor. We welcome you to come and join in with us. And our last announcement is the Author for Success, which is going on now. I'm telling you, if you got a book inside of you, don't miss out. Get that book out of you. Get that load off of you so that the people of God can be blessed what God has put inside of you. Someone needs to read that book. So we are doing a teaching every Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. And we want you to go to eventbrite.com/authors for success. Enroll in the class and follow what we give you to do, and you'll find yourself having your book prepared and before the publisher. You're talking about accomplishing a goal, a vision. It shall come to pass if you join in with us every Thursday. We have different facilitators, and the majority of our facilitators have our authors that have released books. We want to be a blessing to you, and I'm telling you, you won't regret that you did. It's a small fee for the classes, and it's well worth you getting that book out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I made that announcement, and I just want to say, if you want to sow into the ministry, you can go to our website, and you can sow, www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm ready to get into the Word. We're going to be talking tonight about Revelation 4, 6, and 11. Nope, I'm sorry. The B clause, 6 through 11. Amen. And we're talking about the scene around the throne. I have two scriptures. The second one is Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. So I want you to get your Bibles out and get ready to follow through with me and the Holy Spirit. Get your Bibles out, and so you can read the Word. You know what? It's a blessing in just reading the Word. When you open up your Bible, it's a blessing in just reading. So I'm going to give you just a couple moments to get your Bible. Get your Bible. And I'm going to put on some music for a minute or so to give you time to turn to Revelation, 4th chapter, 6th verse, B clause through 11. And then the second reading will be Ezekiel, 1st chapter, 4 through 10. Amen. Glory to God.
Your presence is overwhelming.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you for staying with us, and we just again want to go into the Word. We want to start at, we want to read Revelation. And thank you for going to get your Bibles and following the Word of God with me tonight. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start reading chapter 4. And the word says, "And before the throne there was a sea of glass, like unto crystals. And in the midst of the throne, and around about the throne, were four beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, and the fifth beast, the fourth beast had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within." Listen to that. "And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night." Listen to what they were saying. "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts were given glory and honor and thanks to him, they sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever." They sat on the throne who lives forever and ever. And thanks to him that sat on the throne. The 24 elders fall down before him and sat on the throne and worshiped him that lived forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou has created all things, and for thy pleasure," listen to the word, "for they pleasured, they are and was created." I'm going to read that last one again. Verse 11, for art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory." This is what the elders were saying, worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. We know that the word of God is blessed. There's a blessing with the word of God, on the word of God. Oh, yes. Amen and glory, glory, glory. Again, we want to begin here at, we're going to read Ezekiel. Again, I hope you have your Bibles open to Ezekiel, the first chapter. Four through ten. Amen, amen. Glory to the Lamb. He's worthy. Thank you, Jesus. And it reads, I looked and saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lights and surrounding by brilliant lights. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal, and in the fire was what looked like four living creatures. In appearance, their form were human, but each of them had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, their feet were like those of a calf, and gleamed like blushed bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had human hands. All four of them had faces and wings, and the wings of one touched the wings of another. Each one went straight ahead. They did not turn as they moved. Their faces was like this. Each of the four had the face of a human being. And on the right side, each had face of a lion. And on the left of the face of an ox. Each also had the face of an eagle. There go that eagle again. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Father, we know that your word is blessed, and we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, God has limited his revealing of heaven to us. I wonder why. You know, you hear a lot of people say, well, I don't know his voice. I don't hear him. He has limited Thank you, Jesus. He has limited his revealing of heaven to us. But he has shown us in an event like this of grand importance. He showed us a time when, listen to this, four living beings are imitating God being worshipped. These are beasts. They're worshiping God, and they're taking off their crowns. And we have one in our service to him. When they take off their crowns, what they're saying is, we're finished, we're won, it's done. But these beasts are worshiping God. There's something about worship. Around the throne is worship. Around God's throne is worship. And this was John. See, John is permitted to look into heaven. You know the story. To view the throne of God and to observe the future worship that's being celebrated there. The door is open. The opening is made into heaven. And through which John is lifted up to see what is beyond our present world. He sees the throne of God. He actually sees the pleasant view of God's glory, of him who sits on the throne. He sees the lightning flashing around the throne. He hears the thunder rolling. He sees the Spirit of God ablazing and the rainbow that encompassed God's throne. I hope that you can visualize the lightning flashing around the throne. I hope you can visualize the thunder roaring around the throne. I hope you can see the Spirit of God blazing around the throne. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go forward as we investigate what our blessed Savior thought that was so important that he needed to show us here on earth about heaven. He gave us this vision. And I want you to visualize the scene around the throne. Thank you, Jesus. So we could be filled with anticipation and be prepared for the impact of heaven's sovereignty. Heaven's sovereignty all by himself, being in his presence. Let us look at God's living being and hearing the songs of worship so that we too might prepare ourselves for the Lord's final victory and the glorious worship that's going to come. It is to come. Yet, while we face trials and tribulation on this earth, God would have us look forward to something. Looking forward to heaven. Looking forward to the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Looking forward to the things of the kingdom. Looking forward to being made whole. Looking forward and not looking back. Being encouraged to do more. Being encouraged to know what the vision is. Being birthed out to do the things of the kingdom. You know, in the first part of the scripture, the four living beasts. And I want to talk about that. It's in verse 6, the beast clause I'm going to start. And then I want to kind of break down through 8. And then on the second part, 8 through 10, where it was talking about admiration of the holy God. And then on the third, which is the 11th verse, worthy, he's worthy to receive the worship. So we pick up this vision. This vision is stunning. Again in verse 6, and listen what it said. And before the throne there was something like a sea of glass before the throne. I want you to go with me. Like the throne, it is like crystal. And in the center and around the throne, there was four living creatures. And they were, the way I take it, they were full of eyes. They could see. The Bible says that they were full of eyes from front, in the front and in behind, and behind them. Can you see what God is saying that we can look forward to? They were full of eyes. My God. The throne of God will be more amazing and beautiful than any sight
in all the earth. Before John lies an expansive crystal appearance of the sea, it was completely void of darkness. Shadows and flaws, and in the center and encircling the throne were four living creatures. Listen, living creatures. We got the word zoology from this word. Living beings. Four living beings. Can you imagine? And John, I could imagine that John was so fascinated by those personal, I like to say guardians, attendants, worshipers that was around the throne. You know, it is not important that we understand all the categories of angels, but these are those that are closest to God. And it appears to me that they were nearer than the elders, the 24 elders. These living creatures. And obvious, far more impressive to John. Because we can safely say, due to their proximity to the throne, that these are the most important beings ever created. See, these living ones, they was full of eyes. God want us to see. He don't want us to not see, but he want us to see. You know, these creatures, these living ones, living beings around the throne. Can you imagine being full of eyes? Eyes in front of them, eyes behind them, really? And God was on his throne, ruling from his throne. And you know, tradition wouldn't let you believe that these living beings had eyes. The Bible said they were full of eyes. Their eyes which move within. The eyes that moved within. I want you to understand the prophetic meaning of this. Every portion of their being indicates is incomprehensible, amazing, ability to see and watch. They had eyes which moved within, and the eyes were, they were full of eyes. You know, as we go into Revelation, God want to reveal some things to us. So I hope the eyes of your understanding is seated in a chair or laying on the bed or wherever you may be. Because John was fascinated. You know, they are all seen, taking in God. Every eye was in God's presence. And these beings do not appear to be the cherubim, you know, the different angels. And so as I perceive when studying, it don't appear that they were the cherubim, because the cherubim had four faces each, and these only have one, and they have four wings, and these living beings have four, they have six. 4 and 8 talk about that. So there's a difference
in their description from the cherubim. So I want you to get what I'm saying. You know, this, they had six, and like I said, and then listen what about the cherubims. They were interconnected by wings and chariots. By wings and chariots. And these appeared, these particular beings appeared to be separated. So the cherubims are connected by the wheels and chariots. They're connected. But these living beings, they're separate. And though they had six wings, they didn't appear to be the seraphims, another angel. Isaiah 6 and 2 talk about them. And they have features in Isaiah 6 and 2 about the cherubims and the seraphims without being either. So, and there's more information in Genesis 3 and 24. I want to give you a few scriptures that you can look it up. That's why I said get your Bible. You know, I hope you got a pen and paper. Write it down. Genesis 3 and 24 talks about the angels. Exodus 25 and 18. 1 Kings 6 and 25. I'm going to give you a couple more so you can study about the angels. Psalms 80 and 1. And 99 and 1. And then Isaiah 37 and 16. But I want to go on to verse 7 where it is describing the beings, these living beings that was around the throne room with God, and they were worshiping him. They were bowing down and they was worshiping him. You know, the first creature, and I read about the first creature was like a lion. And the second creature was like a calf. And the third creature had a face like that of a man. And the fourth creature was like, I'm going somewhere with this, was like a flying eagle. But they was full of eyes, front and back, and even eyes within. So many interpretations have been given for these four living beings. But the following is a sound. They are, listen to what it says, they are like lions. And what are lions? The mightiest beasts, the mightiest animals, the lion, the king, the leader of the jungle. It to me, it indicates majestic, majesty, the lion, the king. And then the calf, the ox, or calf is a bull, and it's the strongest domesticated animal. See, all of them represented something with strength, typically of faithful labor and patience. The eagle, the greatest bird. The eagle represent what? Supreme sovereignty, and you know, so. One was like a man indicating intelligence. Indicating intelligence. The four beings suggested without suggested that without God there was nothing because they was before him praising him, worshiping him. And they were, so when I think about these four beings, they was the strongest, noble, wisest, shiftest animals in the animal kingdom. You know, there's an animal kingdom. There's an order. And the animal has a kingdom. God's people have a kingdom. So we can go, that's a whole different teaching. But in verse 8, continue to describe that these mighty beings and the four living creatures, each one of them had six wings and full of eyes around and within. So that we understand that. And day and night, they do not cease to say. You know, it just amazes me. They were worshiping him day and night, nonstop. You know, and again, as I'm thinking about John, he was speaking and he was amazed about the fullness of the eyes, indicating that their ceaseless, vigilant intensity and intelligence. You know, if God was to show you what John saw, if you began to see supernatural things, supernatural penetration and discernment, you know, their praises of God, they were the praises represented that God was above them. They praised God without ceasing. And I could imagine that they were praising him for the past, for the present, and for the future. So it indicates that they could see each of these dimensions. And that's what God wants us to be able to see, the different dimension of times. You know, their six wings indicated more than shiftness of movement. You know, I can imagine what their wings were doing. I could imagine, you know, that there was a sound that was in heaven. And in the sound, you know, just to think about, you right in the throne room, you know that it was a sound coming from the activity. And with my imagination, the sound that were coming, I don't know what kind of sound it was, but I tend to think maybe it was a sound like this. Thank you, Jesus. God is faithful. They were making sounds from heaven, in heaven, in the throne room, before the Father, telling him thank you, telling him he's worthy, telling him there's none like him. God is faithful. And as I played in the beginning, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I guess my board is stuck, but however, we're going to keep going forward. But I'm hearing a sound. I hear a song. And earlier today, I was hearing this song. It was so profound that I had to look to see who was around. It was a sound. It was a prophetic sound from heaven. And all I could hear was thank you. The angels were singing thank you. And that's how God works. And that's what he'll do for us. He'll let us hear. He'll let us see. And seeing and hearing is developed when we walk a lifestyle that's pleasing to him. When we let the world go and embrace the kingdom. When we decide, when we make our calling and election sure. The enemy don't want you to be different. The enemy don't want you to say no. the enemy does not want you to walk in holiness. Because guess why? He is the accuser of the brethren. So he want to have something to say about you. He wants your good to be evil spoken of. But you stay in that place to keep telling the Lord, thank you. You know, just keep telling him thank you. And as I was saying, that sound that I could imagine that was in heaven. I can see some things in that sound. And I pray that you can too. You know, as John was talking about what he was seeing, can you imagine God allowing you to see this? Their wings indicated how strong they were, the movement. The wings were indicating their ability. Listen, have you ever heard a person say, I don't have my wings? Have you ever heard somebody say, my wings were clipped? Traveling from one dimension to another, the wings may well indicate our ability to travel interdimensionally. And only this ability will be allowed to those that are sold out for Christ. He'll take you to a place as he took John. And they were before the throne room. And as they were in God's presence, they had no need to rest from the praises because they never stopped. They didn't get tired. They just kept going forth. And though our knowledge is insufficient about the situation of what was going on around the throne, but one thing we do know is they was praising and worshiping God. So we can truly say what amazing ability they had to have to surround the throne of our Almighty God without ceasing. And then I'm going to move on. My time is yet near, but in the 8th verse, the B clause, where they was admiring him, there was admiration to our Holy One. And listen to the ceaseless song of admiration. I mean, they were singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty. This is the word, who was and who is to come. This is what the words say that they were saying. Holy, holy, holy. You know, God had done some stuff and is doing it. He's always up to something. He's always fighting for our shortcomings. You know, God stands in when we can't stand up. Jesus is sitting there on the right-hand side of the Father saying, forgive him, Lord. So I want to encourage you. I'm not going to have time to finish, but I will finish on next week. But listen, before I want to talk about holiness. You know, they kept saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come, who is and who is to come. Holiness is the first importance in and with God. And in the worship of God, because he's holy. And if he's holy, he want us to be holy. He want us to be like him. And in the world where evil is rampant and goodness is mocked and weakness
there is one who will not give in to sin or allow his integrity to slip or be degenerated. They call you weak. Or they want to mock you. You know, they'll make names for you because of the goodness. But when evil is done, it's tolerated. You know, going out to clubs and bars and night, you know, just the nightlife. And then when you get there, you're going to drink you some spirits. Opening up those doors, those portals, so the enemy can run rampant in your mind and cause your emotions to be off balance, to cause you to think all crazy. When somebody trying to bless you, you paranoid and think they're trying to hurt you because you've been drinking those spirits. Praise God. Let's stay focused on the throne room. Let's go back. You know, God is and always will be the holy God that he is. You know, our God is good. He's the Trinity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is everything but evil. He's pure. He's total. He's complete. You know, when I think about God, there's no lack in God. You know, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He can always answer. He can always provide because he's an almighty God, all-powerful. I'm talking about real power resides in God, not evil and deception. But I'm talking about truth and love. Because with the holy God, God, holiness and power existed before the beginning. And God's holy character will not fade within time. It won't fade away. Because he is, he was, and he always will be. And he's the one who's to come, and he's the one that's already here, and he's the one that's already been. He's the beginning and the end. You know, in the beginning, it says, in the beginning, God created. So God was already God, but it was in our beginning. So in our beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God was busy doing something else before he created our beginning. So in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Listen, it was without form. So God started with nothing to create the heavens and the earth. And the same power and the same anointing is upon each and every one that represent God. He started with nothing to create something. And his holiness, power existed from the beginning. His character from the beginning. You know, it just amazes me how he just, he changes not. So as we get to know him, he's not going to change on us. You know, as we get to know him, he's not going to change. He's changeless. He's eternal. I like to say eternal-less. You know, you can't phantom God. You can't put him in a box. You know, God is deep, but yet God is a God of power. And God will fight for us. He's balanced. And he wants us to be balanced.
You know, when I think about the first words that John spoke in heaven, you know, he spoke about heaven. He was talking about praises and worship. So what I want to leave with you tonight is how important it is to worship. God wants to be worshiped. You know, in his, in our time of worship, you know, I look at worship as we're feeding God. His appetite is our worship. It's what he eats and strive on. It's worship. And Paul and Silas were in jail. And they began to worship. And the more they began to worship, the Bible says that God sat up off his throne because he heard the sound. And I could imagine that when God and Jesus, we're going to say they're one. Jesus is God in the flesh. He came in the flesh representing God. But as Paul and Silas began to praise him, Jesus stood up. On the throne, he stood up because it was a sound coming. And I like to say, even when Stephen was stoned, the Bible say what? He stood up. But anyway, as they were worshiping God, and I could imagine the worship was so heavy and so thick that the God was being fed worship. And he went to patting his feet, and as he kept patting his feet, the jail cells opened up wide, and they were free. Let's begin to feed worship to our Father. Worship. I want to leave that with you tonight. Worship at another level. Worship at the level that your soul is crying out until deliverance come. Worship. Worship creates an atmosphere for God to speak. Worship. It let God know that you have denied yourself and you are acknowledging him. And he will begin to speak. You stay in that place of worship and praises. And I dare you to stay there without ceasing. And as those living creatures with, that was full of eyes, front and back, and even within, was before the Father, worshiping him in spirit and in truth. They made it all the way to the throne. I want to leave this with you tonight. And thank you for joining in with the teaching. We shall finish up on next week. But to know that God has given us what we need. If the church would gather and to become a church of triumph and letting go all of those issues that does not matter, those issues that show where you are in Christ, those issues that has nothing to do with the kingdom, those issues to show your spiritual maturity, those issues. But when the church come together and worship, then visions are birthed out. When the church come together and worship, then we could become a church full of victory and triumph. What we need is a church to have an attitude of gratitude, to worship in all that we face, in all that we do, in all that we go through. Worship. Worship. You know, the creatures were saying what? They were saying, God Almighty, glory and honor. Thank you. They began to thank him. Thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever. Amen. I hope tonight, I pray tonight, that this teaching took you to another place in the heavenlies, a place where you could begin to say that I can see what God is doing. I can hear what God is saying. And it's not about you. It's about you being obedient to help someone else. Can God trust you? Can God withhold nothing? He tells us in part, but the more that you are obedient to the will of the Father, God will just download every time you talk to him. I shared with a woman of God today. She was giving me her testimony, and I told her that we had been praying for her. And as she was giving her testimony, I was thinking, I just finished talking to you, God. You didn't even tell me. But when I said it because I had just finished talking to God. And it just finished talking to me. And I was talking about the same situation that she was giving me the testimony about. And I was like, well, Lord, God, you didn't even tell me. So we laughed and fun. But God wants us to have a relationship with him. So tonight, just say yes, Lord, and just tell him thank you. So, Father, we thank you right now that this word did not fall on stony ground. Father, we say thank you that those that listen to this word, that it will be engrafted in their spirit, engrafted within. Father, we thank you for eyes as an eagle. We thank you, Lord, for a lion's anointing upon your people. We thank you right now, Lord God, that they're wise, God. We thank you, Father, that they're strengthened, Father. And, Father, we thank you as they go about this week in this time of consecration, Father, that they'll go out and they'll be able to accomplish your will. And, Father, thank you right now, Father, as I cover and bless all that are on the line with the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you that you are withholding nothing from us, Father, that you're leading and guiding and directing us, and you're taking us to a higher place in you. And we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. Again, we are delighted and excited about what God is doing. And in closing, I want to say bless you, bless your family, and bless everything that concerns you in Jesus' name. Amen. Withholding nothing, and I want to say good night.
withholding nothing. Lord, I surrender to you everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you. I give myself away. I give myself. I give myself away so you. I give myself away. We'll be right back. withholding nothing.